In our many interviews with college presidents over the past year from all over the country, one theme has clearly emerged. Access to college needs to be expanded, while the burdens of college financial debt need to shrink. College should be about expanding horizons, not chaining people to obligations in the years when they can be most flexible about travel and experimentation with their careers. Dorothy Horrell is the chancellor of the University of Colorado, Denver. And while in Denver last month, we spoke to her about how, as an urban institution, her college needs to be a vital part of the community to compete and stay relevant.
I don't think we're doing a very good job right now, frankly, at any level of education in really being able to tap into and support that magic, really, that exists deep within every individual. I think we're already, in my generation, concerned about what it is that we're leaving for those that are going to follow behind us. And if we don't help to create those pathways to increase the competence and the capacity of individuals, we have squandered something that is extraordinarily precious.
What's the most disturbing and alarming disruptive phenomenon that's headed your way in higher education? Heads of universities talk about this a lot, mm-hmm. but a lot of different universities are concerned about different kinds of disruptions. What's the one that is most relevant to your next 5 years?
We are a public urban research university. There is this fundamental debate about education and whether it is a private good or a public good. And so our ability to figure out the operations of universities like this that have been traditionally dependent on money from the state government and money from the federal government coming in to support us, that's not going to be the case any longer. It isn't the case right now. When I went to college some 40 years ago, you know, I thought it was pretty affordable then. Well, I never realized or never even thought about it at that time. It was affordable because perhaps I was paying 30% of the costs. The rest, the 70%, was coming from the state. Well, that model has flip-flopped, and at the University of Colorado, now only 6% of our support comes from the state. So it is for us to be looking at how is it that we are going to have a very different economic model. So that's an external driver, I think, that causes us to think differently and is very disruptive, because how do we provide all the services that we need to provide and know that we're going to have to kind of rest on our own bottom? So how do we become much more entrepreneurial? How do we look for partnerships in different ways than perhaps we have in the past?
Can you embrace and hold on to excellence if you have to chase the market of students?
It's not a matter of us building it and they will come necessarily, because it is that they have so many more choices. So the question becomes, what is it that they can distinctively get at a place like CU Denver that makes it a value-added proposition that they would choose us over somebody else? And so I think that's part of our challenge, is defining ourselves in a way and being able to position ourselves within a larger community that is going to have to draw, we're going to have to draw upon the resources of that community in order to really be able to succeed.
If academic excellence in the traditional way is doctorate from Stanford, is there a way of evaluating a college education that is not about that traditional academic excellence, but is about relevance? In other words, you can be the most brilliant physicist in the world, but maybe someone whose degree is more relevant to where they live actually has something more valuable. Because otherwise, the rich people go to Stanford, mm-hmm. the not so rich end up at public institutions, and we've created some huge divided America once again.
Mm-hmm. Our freshman class this year is 58% students of color. That's pretty phenomenal. I look at that and I say, how do we assure that there are these vehicles like these public institutions that are more accessible and are going to allow them to discover what it is that their extraordinary gifts are going to be. And when we look at what the success is of many of those students who have changed their own lives and changed generations of lives around them because of that kind of an opportunity, we still need places, and colleges and universities are the very best place for that debate of ideas, that opportunity to learn to be with people who are different from yourselves. That's relevance. So I'm hopeful about the future, but I also know that it's nothing that's guaranteed. And institutions that are public education institutions have an enormous role to play in that.
Dorothy Harrell is the Chancellor of the University of Colorado, Denver. She joined me in Denver from the College of Arts and Media.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.